I thought we'd talk tonight about some Pu'er Vu topics that are related to Parsha Shmos. The Chelkas Binyamin, that's the Rabbi Yamin Cohen, the son of Revival Cohen, in his Sefer on the beginning of Evan Ezra, Pu'er Vu, points out that there seems to be a machlokas Rishonim that you wouldn't necessarily be sensitive to as to the actual source for the mitzvah of Pu'er Vu. We discussed some of this previously a couple of years ago, Parshas Bereishis. We're going to go in a different direction today. So he points out that there are two pesukim proven in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, one in Parshas Bereishis and one in Parshas Noach. Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, Aleph Kavches, Vayivarech Hashem Elokim, Vayomer Lahem Elokim, Pu'er Vu, Melu'as Ha'aretz V'Chavshu'a, and then in Parshas Noach, after the Mabul, the Atem Pruvu, Shutsuba Aretz, Urvu Va. So the Ramban, in that passage in Parshas Noach, notes that the Pasuk in Parshas Noach is the actual Tzivui, that the actual commandment to engage in Pu'er Vu is in Parshas Noach as opposed to Parshas Bereishis. Sefer Chinuch, as is well known, counts Pu'er Vu in Parshas Bereishis. So there may be different indications as to what the primary source of Pu'er Vu is. But either way, I just kind of noticed today, or a comment that I saw someone made, sent me off to this, that the Rishonim and the Mefarshim on the Pesukim in Bereishis don't really focus on what the relative meaning of Pru versus Urvu is. Like we usually translate it loosely as be fruitful and multiply, but is there a difference between the term Pru and Urvu, and what do the two signify? So the classic Rishonim in the Pesukim in Bereishis and Noach don't really pick up on that, but there's an interesting Rashbam in our Sedra, where the beginning of Sefer Shmos, we have Bnei Yisrael Paru Vayishritzu Vayibu Vayasmu B'mon Be'od Vatimaleha Aris Hasam. So we're all familiar with the famous Chazal that Rashi quotes part of, but in its entirety, that's a Tanchuma in Parshas Pekudei Ostes and other places. Rabbi Seinu Omrin Yesh Mehen Yoldos Shnayim B'Basachas. There are different opinions in Chazal as to how many babies were born at the same time in your typical pregnancy in Mitzrayim. So opinion number one is they're just twins. The Yesh Omrim Shisha Bekeres Echad, some say six at a time. That's the Rashi quotes here on the Torah. The Yesh Omrim Shnei Masar Bekeres Echad, and some said 12 at a time. The Yesh Omrim Shisha Rebo, 600,000. I assume that doesn't mean at a time. So I don't know exactly what the Kavanah of that is. But four opinions in this Medrash as to whether 2, 6, 12, or 600,000 at a time, all based on how you read the Psukim here. Haruvah tells you two, or there are six words here, including mode, which is six, or maybe you double it, and because they're plural, so six times two. But either way, that's what Rashi quotes the six at a time opinion, that there were multiple births at the same time in the single pregnancy when the Jews were in Mitzrayim. The Rashbam on this pasuk notes the following. He says, Bnei Yisrael Paru is Behereyo. That's a reference to pregnancy. Vayishritzu is a reference to Leda, to childbirth. Vayirbu, Gadlu V'nasu Akatanim Gedolim, Shelo Mesu B'kanusa. That's the next stage, that they survived infancy. And Vayatzmu, Shelo Mesu Anoshim, and they lived well into adulthood to their old age. They didn't die in infancy, they didn't die prematurely at a young age. They lived to relatively ripe old age. So that, the Rashbam says, are the various references here to the different stages of birth, conception, birth, survival. Paru is pregnancy, Vayishritzu is birth, Vayirbu is living past childhood, and Vayatzmu is living well into adulthood. And that actually reflects what the full kiyum of Pruvu is, to have not just to have children, but that the children should survive in order to have the full kiyum of the mitzvah of Puruvu. Now, what is that full Kima Mitzvah Puruvu? So we know the Mishnah in Yevamah Samach Aleph Amid Beis that a person can't take a step back or can't hold back from Puruvu. Elim Kain Yesh Lo Banim. He has to have children. What does that mean? Machlokas Bisham Beisolal. Bisham Yomim Shnei Zacharim. Bishami says that you need a minimum of two boys in order to be Mekayim Puruvu. But they still Armim Zachar Nekeva, you need a minimum of a boy and a girl in order to be Mekayim Puruvu. Shinamar Zachar Nekeva Bira'am. So the position of Rov Rishonim, this is how we assume La'alacha, Evan Ezer, Simon Aleph, Sif Hei, is that according to Beis Hillel, you dafka need at least one boy and one girl. You're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Puruvu if you have two boys. There is a minority opinion Rishonim, which is the opinion of the Yerushalmi, and this is quoted in Rabbi Avram Minahar in his Perush on the Gemara Yevamaser, it's quoted in the Meiri in the name of the Hashlama, that according to Beis Hillel, you're Mekayim Puruvu with a Zachar Unakeva, the Kol Shekein if you have two boys. That's the that's more Pasha, that the Chiddush is even a boy and a girl is enough, but Kol Shekein if you have two boys. And that's based on a line of the Hemshek in the Gemara there in Yevamos, that Abaye had such a position that going to the second generation, that if you have children that Rachman al-Islam passed away but leave surviving grandchildren, so if you leave a surviving Ra Libra, Birta Libirta, if a son leaves a son and a daughter leaves a daughter, if a daughter leaves a son, then you're still Mekayim Puruvu. So some of the Rishonim understand from there that you see there's a general adifus of sons over daughters. So if you have, according to Beis Hillel, the Chiddush is that one boy and one girl is enough, but Kol Shekein, if you have two boys, that is definitely good. That's the position of the Ashlama, position of the Tosfos Rid. The Meiri rejects the Ashlama, but the Meiri quotes such a position. But that's not generally accepted. The Rashba also has this in the Tshuva. Tshuva Sarashba Chela Gimel Simen Shin Lamates. At least the Chalkas Binyamin points out is the Mashmaus of the Rashba. The Shaila was the Sani Parakabal Yevimto Ipila V'Chazav Ipila Chazav Ipila Huxakal Nefalim. So if a woman has multiple miscarriages, she's mutzakes to have miscarriages. Atamadaktik, dafilu yalda ben kayama, kodem shi pila, v'achakach hi pila shalash tepamim, yosi v'iteng suba. So that's in the context of if a woman's incapable of having children, so then that's grounds for divorce and losing her ksuba. So even if they had one viable child, but that's followed by three miscarriages, that would be grounds for divorce. Dafilu beis hillel, lokia misses pruvu, Achila Zachar Unakeva. So you need to have two children in order to be Kayim Puruvu, according to Beis Hillel, Zachar Unakeva. And here, this woman successfully had a child and then had three miscarriages. Says the Rashba, Ani ain't daiti kain, the Larmina El Bimisha La Yalda Ben Kayama, Ayalda Ruya Haisazu, Ella Shalachamika Niskalkula. That here, Skakos today, here we're talking about baby was born, then passed away. So that doesn't mean that that the woman wasn't capable of having a viable child. Then he says, Armin Shasenu, Ella Shalo Yavat and Piri Rivia, Elam Kane Yeshla Banim, Elias Asik Ashilo Shne Sakar and Labishamai, O Afilu Zakanaka Bezilla. So you should continue engaging in attempting to have be Mekayim Puruvu until you have two boys according to Beis Shammai, or even a boy and a girl according to Beis Hillel. That even sounds like according to Beis Hillel, two boys would also be sufficient. So again, there is such a position in Rishonim, but it's a minority opinion, not accepted Lalach, and not accepted in Shulchan Aruch, that to Mekai and Puruvu, you need to have a boy and a girl. How is any of this relevant to our Parsha? So there's a Mar Mokum that the Avnei Nezer quotes, in Chuas Avni Nezer, Evan Ezer, Simon Aleph Os Yabez. Shemati from Yibshula Kutner. Shemarit, Lo Hayulu Rak Sacharim. Shemarit only had boys. Velonasa Cheres Aleha. And he didn't take another wife, or he didn't divorce his wife and remarry in order to attempt to have the girl be Mekayim Peruvu, even though in principle, not being Mekayim Peruvu may be grounds for divorce. So he relied on the Yerushalmi, and even according to Beis Hillel, you could be Yotze with two Zacharim. Then he says, nearly time shall marit based on a Zohar, pasuk vayhi biyom kalos moshel akim es hamishkan and parshas naso, ki b'ma'amar shall nalecha me'al raglecha in our sedra, Hashem Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, take your shoes off at the snebo erba eish, pocket lay lifrosh me'isha. At that point, Hashem Baruch Hu was in essence commanding Moshe Rabbeinu, at that point, he should be parish from his wife, Zipporah. Shal Michal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Zeh Tibai Lister Adam Baksiv Zachar Nekeva Baram. So the Malach Michal asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could that be? Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Mekayim Peruvu. Zachar Nekeva Baram is the source that you need a Zachar Nekeva. Moshe Rabbeinu had two boys, no girl. So how could you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell Moshe Rabbeinu to be Parish if he hasn't yet been Mekayim Peruvu? Now, no, you got it wrong. Yerushalmi's right. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekayim Peruvu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't saying that we passed on Beis Shammai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that we passed that even according to Beis Hillel, if you have two Zacharim, that is sufficient. He said, "V'hinei eduso shel Rav Shimon bar Yochai, the Zohar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'atzmo." So the Zohar is quoting Kadosh Baruch Hu as saying that we paskin like Yerushalmi, that according to Beis Hillel, even two Zacharim is sufficient, and the Ma'arit relied on this, Halacha L'maisa, and he only had boys that he felt he was Mekayim Peruvu, at least on some level. Okay. Another related Peruvu point in the Sedra emerges from the Gemara in Sota, Daf Yubeis Amud Aleph, also quoted by Rashi. Vayelach ish mi beis Levi, lehechan halach, Amram Yehuda bar Zvina, shahalach batas bito, that Amram followed the device of his daughter Miriam. What was the Maisa? Tana Amram gadol doraya, Amram was a gadol dor, kevan shagazar para harasha kalbeni yilodi oetashichu, so when Par was going there, that every boy is going to be killed. What's the point of having children if they're all going to be killed? So Amram went and divorced his wife. So everyone else followed his lead. He was the god of the door. So Par only wanted to get rid of the male children. And if no one, if everyone divorces their wives, no one's going to have any children. Par lagazer olam hazeh, atob olam hazeh, olam haba. Par rasha, savik miskayemes, zeh rosa savik eni miskayemes. Atot tzadik, bevada shek zeh rasa miskayemes. Shenem mar, vayizkazar, omer vayakam lecha, that we follow the zeh of a tzadik. Tzadik goes for kashbrachim mikayem. Amen v'hechzis ishto. So Amram listened to Miriam's advice. He took his wife back, and everyone else followed suit. Sefer Minchas Aaron, Rabbi Aaron Miyansk, no idea who he is, but I picked it up once. So he raised the following question in this Gemara. How does this Gemara fit with the other well-known Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Aleph? Gemara there tells us the story of Chizkiyahu. The Yamim Ehem Chala Chizkiyahu Lamus, the Avo Elav Yishayahu Ben Amos Anavi, the Yom Elav, Ko Amar Hashem, Tzav Lebeischa Kimeisata Velo Sichya, that Yishayahu is telling Chizkiyahu Melech that you're going to die. Why? Amar Lei Mishim De Lasak Nefer Rivya, you didn't try to have kids. So I saw Ruach HaKodesh, it's not going to end well. Amrlei, Menashe is going to be Russia. Amrlei, Bahad Kishi, the Rahman Alamalach, that's not your cheshbet. My Damascus, Ibai Lach Lamevda, you do what you're commanded to do. will do what he wants to do. So it's not up to you to refrain from Pruvu because you know, Baruch HaKodesh, that your son's going to be a Rasha. So the premise of Gemara and Sota is that fundamentally, it sounds like Amram had a basis for his position. And Miriam said, you're going too far, but fundamentally, there's some, there is a cheshbon behind what Amram did to divorce his wife, where in his mind, in his perception, there was no way that there would be a viable child. And we see from the exchange of Yishai and Chizkiya that the High Kishya, the Rechon Alamali, no one should be making such cheshbonos. So this Minchas Aaron points out that, at least as far as Amram was concerned, there might have been a different cheshbon. Yishai's taina to Chizkiya Melech was, you haven't yet been Mekayim and Peruvu. But Amram at least was already Mekayim and Peruvu. He had Lekol Odeos. He had two boys and a girl. He had a boy and a girl. He had Aaron and Miriam. So Lahalacha, he was Mekayim Peruvu, according to Bezalel, and Lahalacha. So maybe Amram had his own cheshbon, he ready with Mekayim Peruvu, so that was different than Chizkiya. But Amram was still the Gadol Ador, and others followed his example, and presumably not everyone who followed his example had already been Mekayim Peruvu. So he points out the following. First of all, the Meshech Chachma along those lines, that there's a different cheshbon if you already were Mekayim Peruvu. That's the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Noach, Parites, Pasuk Ches. Noach did not engage in Peruvu when he was in the Teva, as the Machlokas in Medrash, whether that was the appropriate thing to do. Because we assume that on some level it is appropriate, B'shas Rav or B'shas Sakana, in the middle of a mabul, at least where Pruvu wasn't Mekuyim yet. What about where at least where Pruvu was already Mekuyim? What about if it hadn't been Mekuyim? That's the Machlokas here in Medrash. So the Meshech Chachma quotes in the Medrash Rabbah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lefi Sha'avar al Tzivoy, Lefi Echon Nisbaza, that Noach violated the Tzivoy Pruvu. He wasn't engaged in Pruvu in the Teva, and that's why he was punished. He was Nisbaza Yidecham. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Lefi Shahosav al Tzivoy, No, on the contrary, that Noah acted correctly by refraining from engaging in Peruvu in the Teva, and therefore he was rewarded. So says the Meshech Chachma, what's the Machlokas here? The Machlokas is, do we pass in Lai B'Shamai or B'Selel? If we pass in Lai B'Selel, so Noah was in Yamakai and Peruvu, and therefore it was inappropriate to be Parish. If we pass in Lai B'Shamai, so then Noah was Mekayim Peruvu because he had three sons before the Mabul, and therefore it was appropriate to be Parish. So the Meshech Chachma makes the same point that where you're at in Mekayim Peruvu, so then you make a cheshbon, there are other considerations not to engage in having further children. If you haven't been Mekayim Peruvu, then that doesn't make sense. So at least as far as Amram's personal cheshbon, he's already Mekayim Peruvu, he had a boy and a girl, and therefore maybe there are grounds for other cheshbonos why it doesn't make sense to have other children. If you look in Rashi, in the end of Parshas Bereishis, Kishav Asayim Yukam Kayin V'Lebach Shevim V'Sheva, says Rashi, quoting the Tanchuma and the Medrash Rabbah, Lo Harag Lemach Klum V'Nasha Porshas Mimenu Mishakimu Piriyurivya. So Lemach didn't actually kill anyone, but nevertheless, his wives were parish from him at the point that they're ready Mekayim Peruvu. Lefish and Igzra Gzera Lechalo Zara Shel Kayin La'achar Shivadaros. Because there's already Gzera that Kayin's descendants will be obliterated 7 generations down the road. Amru Ma'anu Yoldas Lavahalo. What's the point of having children if ultimately there's not going to be a Hemshech to this dynasty? And Lebach was responding, wasn't my fault. And that's not a reason not to engage in Puruvu. That if Kayin has a 7-generation extension, I'll have a 77-generation extension, and that's a kavachomer shel shtus. But the cheshbon of Lamech's wives was that if they're ready, Akim or Puruvu, so then there's no point in having further children if they're just going to be killed. If we had yet been on the point of Puruvu, then you would be mechuyev to continue to engage in having children until at least your Mekayim Puruvu. So the Mizrahi comments over there. Shema Ratzu Lekayim Mrs. Perivya Barishona. V'acharkach Tifroshna Shaloti Lana Lebahala. Right? That they had such a cheshbon of being Mekayim Puruvu first and then being Parish not to have more children for no reason. That medrash that Rashi quotes, the lashon of Nasha Porsha Simenu Mishakimu Piririvya. It says in Mizrachim, Einim is Yashiv Einai Klau. Shekevin Sheyadu Bibirur Shein Toels Piririvya Hazos Shesofen Klaya. If they know that everyone's going to get killed anyway, so then why even start before you Mekayim Puruvu? The point of Puruvu is to populate the world. So maybe you would say that if you know that your children are going to, that there won't be any Kiyam, that the world will be destroyed, or that line will be destroyed, then there's no Toelsim in Puruvu at all, even to start. Or maybe not. Maybe you'll say that, no, the high kiv shirachman alamali, like Yishai says to Chizkiah Melech, and that's not your cheshbon. So the Mizrahi said that's kind of the shikul over here that emerges from the way Chazal present this conversation between Lamech and his wives. But that goes back to this same nakuda of Amram and his generation. Are there grounds where you may say that if there's not going to be a Kiyam, then you don't have to be Yosek and Puruvu even at the base level? So the one could distinguish, this is part of what the Mizrahi is raising, one could distinguish between the exchange of Yishai and Chizkiah, where Aikishirachon Alamali, but there will be a Kiyam to the Zera, it just won't be a Tzaddik, be Russia. And where there won't be any Kiyam at all. But that's some of the issue that the Mizrahi is raising here, and that's presumably some of the back and forth in trying to understand the motivation of Amram. Also relevant to this is the Gemara at the very end of Perek Cheska Sabbatim. The very end. Bava Basa Samacham Ebeiz. Tanya Amram Mishmael Ben Elisha. That really, on some level, after Chorban, we should have totally refrained from meat and wine. But that's the kind of gzera that you can't reasonably expect people to fulfill. You can't have a bris, you can't have a pinyon of ben, or shalom zach, whatever the reference is. Dinu shenigzar alef menu, shalo yulisa isha ulhalabanim. That maybe we shouldn't even get married and have children. Venim sazara shal avra mavinu kalam elav. Then it'll come out that no one's going to be killing us, we just won't have any children. El hanachlem li yisrael, mutav shishogin vayu mazidim. That's a perplexing and hard to understand line. How do you read that Gemara? That on some level, it sounds like the right thing to do if you can't raise your children properly is not to have children at all. So Tosafot asks, Tamux, it Puruvu? The Shemal Osen Sharakimu Peri Rivik Amar, behind Uzar Shalavim Kala Shalo Yolid, Ella Beinu Bas. So Tosafot says, no, there are two levels. You have to be kind of misapproval, even if you're bringing children into a difficult existence and a challenging goalless reality. But on some level, once you at least have the minimum of Benubas, so then maybe some of these other considerations can come into play. Again, that goes back to the story of Amram. I came across the following piece in the Ayala Sashachar on Gittin, or Steinman. So, and commenting on Atosis and Daphim Aleph, he raises the following question, which, where I saw this quoted, pointed out it could be relevant to our question as well. Hine adinu de peria rivia makayim kashiesh lo benubas. Okay. Yesh the stopeg imzek kamo bishiurim dachilas matzah, shadinu bekazayas, vinestap gerachronim, iba pachos mikazayas e mitzvaklau. So there's a parallel discussion. Just as chatzi shir is asher min haTorah, is there any chatzi kiyum of a mitzvah? The chatzi shir of a mitzvah, is that anything? So hachanami ilu haya mitzias sheyeda shelo yuchal laholish dayam. So let's say you know that you're only going to have boys, that you can't have a girl. So could you have a situation where you know that you can't have a boy and a girl? And so would you say that you're not mechuyev, leaving aside, there may be a separate kiyum of Shabbos or kiyum of Shabbos independent of Puravu. But if you look at it in a vacuum, as far as just through the lens of the Puravu, would you say that if you know you could only have one min, that you're not mechuyev even to have that one min? Odilma dabir hu de mechuyev lahafros. No, the chiyuv is Puravu to have children. And there's a mitzvah, it's not the mitzvah of Shlemusa, but there is a mitzvah in having even one son. The p'tur, you're mechuyev to, and that's what Lashon Rambam, for example, sounds like, you're mechuyev to engage in whatever is necessary to have children until the point that you have minimally a boy and a girl. At that point, you're a p'tur from the mitzvah peruvu. But there is a level of kiyum, a mitzvah, even level of mitzvah, even up to that point. He says, "V'chein the stabir, his nafkamina." There are kind of limited to the sugya there and local. But someone raised, I think it's on the Oser Chachma forum, that maybe this is relevant to our question also. Means even if you would be bringing children in a situation where there's not going to be a kiyum, but maybe there's still, that's still the kiyum or the fulfillment of the mitzvah on some level, even if it won't come to the fullest fruition. So that's just some of the cheshbon behind what seems to be the presentation of Amram's action in this sedra, and whether there are situations where one's engagement in Peruvu may be affected by other major factors.
It's not up to you.
So that's the lashon. That's the lashon Rambam. Sounds like that the chiyuv is to engage in ona on a regular basis until you're parted from that by having a zachar nekeva, but still the full kiyum is only if you have the zachar nekeva. You've done everything you mechuyev to do. You've done your ishtalus and that you've fulfilled all that is expected of you, but that's still not necessarily a full kiyum.